From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
Once again, we count it a privilege to welcome you to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Currently, Dr. Cairns is bringing a series of studies in the book of Judges. Although God had given Israel great victories in the conquest of Canaan, they soon forgot him and became like the heathen whom they should have destroyed. In the third chapter of Judges, Israel is under the rule of Moab's wicked king, Eglon. As the people of Israel cried to the Lord for mercy, God raised up Ehud, a Benjamite who could not accept his nation's powerlessness in the face of the enemy. Ehud was a left-handed man, which was apparently a limitation to a warrior. But he didn't let that stop him from carrying out the Lord's command to deliver Israel by slaying Eglon. In this final portion of the message, Dr. Cairns focuses upon Ehud's weapon, a sword. Here is a reminder that the believer's weapon is the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. It is vitally important that Christians know their Bible and are able to wield it successfully in the battle for truth. In a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will conclude this message called Ehud, the Man with the Two-Edged Sword. Before he comes, we invite you to enjoy this brief devotional thought found in C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled Coming In, Going Out. The text is Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 6. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The blessings of the law are not canceled. Jesus confirmed the promise when he bore the penalty. If I keep the commands of my Lord, I may appropriate this promise without question. This day I will come in to my house without fear of evil tidings, and I will come into my closet, expecting to hear good news from my Lord. I will not be afraid to come in unto myself by self-examination, nor to come into my affairs by a diligent inspection of my business. I have a good deal of work to do indoors within my own soul. Oh, for a blessing upon it all, the blessing of the Lord Jesus, who has promised to abide with me. I must also go out. Timidity makes me wish that I could stay within doors and never go into the sinful world again. But I must go out in my calling, and I must go out that I may be helpful to my brethren and useful to the ungodly. I must be a defender of the faith and an assailant of evil. Oh, for a blessing upon my going out this day! Lord, let me go where thou leadest, on thy errands, under thy command, and in the power of thy Spirit. Lord Jesus, turn in with me and be my guest, and then walk out with me, and cause my heart to burn while thou speakest with me by the way.
Let him flow in ceaseless prayer.
Over the years that Let the Bible Speak has been on the air, many folks have commented on the beautiful sacred music which is a part of each program. Now, for a limited time, you may obtain a CD containing a sampling of these Christ-honoring selections. Entitled Our Great Redeemer's Praise, this CD will provide you with nearly an hour of such beloved pieces as Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven, Be Still, My Soul, May the Mind of Christ My Savior, and In Heavenly Love Abiding. The songs are performed by the various musical groups of Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina. This CD is available free of charge to our Let the Bible Speak listeners. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Ask for your free copy of the CD, Our Great Redeemer's Praise. Call or write for your copy today.
I find that Christians don't read the Bible. Now, I'm not going to lay great burdens that you can't bear to say you have got to read 34 chapters a week or a day or whatever. I realize that people are different. I personally read very, very slowly. That's probably because of some limitations. This poor man was shut in his right hand. I think I have one part of the brain shut down, and so therefore I read very, very slowly. And I tend to read and then read it again, and go over a sentence three or four times. That doesn't make for fast reading. And you may be of that way. You may find that you can't live up to the calendar of Bible readings. But I would say, with all your limitations, that it would be a good thing. Now, you're approaching a new year. You don't have to wait until that new year. But it would be a good thing for Christians to set out and say, well, at least for this one year, and maybe if you do it one year, the Lord will burden you to do it the second and third, at least for this one year, I'm going to read this Bible from cover to cover. You can do it. We can get you copies of Robert Murray McShane's Bible reading calendar, and you'll read the whole Bible through. You'll read the New Testament twice and the Psalms twice in the period of one calendar year, reading approximately 4 chapters a day. But I can't read that much. I can't read all that. Let's be honest. Many of you are students, and many of you have been students. If your professor says on Monday, by Friday, you have 200 pages to have read and analyzed, and you're going to be tested on it, you'll read 200 pages. And you'll do that to get a grade. And by the way, I'm not in any way saying don't do that. You'll do that to get a grade. You tell me you can't read 6, 8 pages of God's Word in a day? You're joking. But it's no laughing matter. Christians are ignorant of the Bible. For the first thing, they hardly read the Bible. And they memorize the odd verse here or there, but they don't really know the Bible. And what's more, if they know the words, they haven't thought about it well enough to be able to use the Bible. The choice weapon is the two-edged sword. You will not become a winner of souls by being brilliant in argument. You will not become a devastator of the kingdom of darkness by becoming adept in all the subtleties of theological reasoning. I want to tell you, with one thrust of that sword, you can cut down an Eglon, know it, and practice it. Notice then his use of the weapon. If you're going to use this weapon for God, here are some steps. I'll really only outline them for you. First, he got rid of the people who had no sword and no will to the battle. Proverbs 1, my son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. Half the time, what's wrong with God's people is they want to be able to use the sword of the Spirit. They want to be of use to God, but they're running arm in arm with the world. Sometimes even they're running arm in arm with a bunch of people who say they're Christians, but if they're Christians, they're mighty far backslidden. And I leave it to God to know if they've ever been frontslidden. But I don't care if your friends say they're Christians or they're not Christians. If they're not people of the sword, if they're not people with a will to the battle, then turn away. Turn away, separate, and go on with God. But don't let anybody and don't let anything come between you and doing the will of God. It's very vital. Very, very vital. I have seen young people's lives ruined as far as Christian usefulness is concerned because they wouldn't get rid constant accompaniment of people who had no will for the battle and no time for the sword. You'll notice he turned back from the quarries in verse 19, or from the graven images. And again, you'll notice where these graven images were. They were by Gilgal. Gilgal was the place of the renewal of the covenant. Gilgal was the place of circumcision. Gilgal was the place of the rolling away of shame. Gilgal was the place of separation unto God. Gilgal should have been the holiest expression of an experience with God. But in Gilgal there were idols. Graven images in Gilgal. Ah, my friend, if you are ever going to be anything for God or do anything for God, and if this church is ever going to be or do anything for God, then we have got to get back to Gilgal. There's got to be a turning away from the graven images. There's got to be a dealing with idolatry. The dearest idol I have known, whate'er that idol be, help me to tear it from thy throne and worship only thee. That's the necessity for service. And having turned away from the graven images, he confronted Eglon with the authority of God and his word. He reminds me so much of David facing Goliath. David could say, you come to me, and I'm deliberately paraphrasing here, you come to me in the power of man, you come to me with the arm of flesh, but I'm here before you in the name of the living God. That's exactly how Ehud stood before Eglon. I have a message from God unto thee. I have a message from God. When I think of the need of this day, you can look at it in two ways. First, the individual Christian and then the church. What does Greenville need? What does South Carolina need? What does this vast nation need? What does this world need? It needs God's people to go out as they did in the Acts of the Apostles with the love of Christ burning like a fire in their heart, and to go out with a message from God. To go out clothed in divine authority. To go out conscious of a commission from God. We have our Eglons to slay. Apostasy to be brought down. Sin enthroned in the hearts of men to be removed. We have got to see them slain by the Spirit of God in order to be made alive in Jesus Christ and his salvation. There is a need to witness. There is a need for Christians to become the gossipers of the gospel with the authority of God. But look at it from the point of view of the church. What is the need of the hour? It is for the church of Jesus Christ to be able to rise up with an authoritative message from God. And then when he confronted Eglon, he thrust in the sword. You see, we need boundless confidence in God's word. Get the sword in. You may lose an argument, but get the sword in. I think of a young man who was confronted by a very learned atheist. And the atheist was plying him with philosophical arguments that the young fellow really couldn't handle. He wasn't mentally equipped to handle them. But he looked at him and he said, "Sir, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. And he that believeth not shall be damned." And the atheist laughed at him. "I don't believe that. There is no God, and there is no heaven, and there is no hell." The only answer he got, "He that believeth not shall be damned." And every argument that the atheist brought forth, the young fellow had just one sentence: he that believeth not shall be damned. They separate. Wherever that atheist went, if he was in a railroad, the wheels of the train seemed to be grinding out the message, he that believeth not shall be damned. Wherever he went, this voice was echoing in his heart and in his mind, he that believeth not shall be damned, until it was driving him mad, and under the deepest conviction of sin, he fell before God and was gloriously converted. That young man had learned to thrust in the sword. Let us have boundless confidence in God's word. When Ehud did this, the result was death to Eglon, the confusion of his forces, an encouragement to Israel, liberty and rest for the whole land for 80 years, and glory to God. Now we need Ehuds today. Courageous men. We don't need a bunch of timid wimps in the pulpit. Tongue-tied PR men who know no message from God and have no authority from God and no power from God and who'll turn their back in the day of battle. We need courageous men, courageous women. You get out there into this battle, it's going to cost. I suppose the thing that most people hate most of all, at least in our kind of circumstances, is to be held up to ridicule. The devil shames them into silence. Well, we need the courage to care nothing about our name, about our reputation, and even about our feelings. We need called men. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. The church of Jesus Christ is languishing for want of good men, called men, set apart and filled with the Holy Spirit. There is a need. Capable men, men who most of all can handle the sword with the power of God. Men who take that sword against the devil and sin in their own lives. Men who take that sword against the devil and sin in public life. Men who will use the sword to bring conviction. Men who will use the other edge to bring men to Christ. I say we need such men. Pray God to send them. Better still, ask the Lord to make you an Ehud. Lord, take me as I am, shut in my right hand, as it were, very limited in my abilities. Take me as I am. Fill me with your Spirit. Give me a grip of that sword. Ah, better still, give me such a grip of the sword that like David's great man of war, Eleazar, the sword will get a grip of me and it will be embedded into my very hand that I can't let it go. Teach me to use it. Make me an Ehud. And this week, give me an Eglon to slay for God. Let's make that our prayer. And God will answer.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.